On Tuesday, the Trump administration proposed $200 billion in new tariffs on China, upsetting markets worldwide. Michael Cohan with the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute says those new tariffs include some that may affect Alaska seafood.
This last recent development on July 11th, the U.S. is going to impose 10% tariff on imports from China, which could include Alaska seafood product that has gone to China for reprocessing and then is being imported into the U.S. for the domestic market.
Alaska seafood processors often head and gut fish, then send them to China for secondary processing, and then they're exported back to the U.S. or to other countries from there. In June, China announced it would increase tariffs on U.S. seafood products in response to those set earlier by the U.S. China added 25% to the existing tariffs last week. After the decision, industry analysts said seafood reprocessed in China and then exported back to the U.S. would be exempt from the tariffs. But this new announcement looks like it'll change that. And that would be a major shift. China's the largest trading partner for Alaska seafood and is a major reprocessing sector for the U.S. as well. AFSCME officials say Alaska companies export approximately $1 billion worth of Alaska seafood to China annually. Pollock, salmon, and Pacific cod make up the bulk of Alaska fish sent to China for reprocessing. That's according to AFSCME, and they're included on the new tariff list. AFSCME has been active in the Chinese market for over 20 years, but Cohan says that could change.
We have a large international market that we can apply our seafood to. So as much as we are focusing on China right now, there are growing markets in other countries around the world. We will be trying to be able to develop markets that will enhance Alaska seafood in these markets that are growing in countries like Spain and Brazil.
AFSCME officials say they'll continue to analyze what the latest tariff announcement means for Alaska seafood, and they plan to submit comments to the Office of the United States Trade Representative. The latest proposed tariffs would go into effect in September.